Perchlorate is a chemical in rocket fuel. It's been linked to thyroid problems in pregnant women and babies. It's been found in milk and lettuce and water supplies from coast to coast. But the Environmental Protection Agency has not set a safety standard for the chemical in drinking water. Recently, a draft document obtained by the press stated that EPA does not intend to set that standard. The Washington Post reported that White House officials edited the EPA document and took out references to some studies that linked perchlorate to thyroid problems. Senator Barbara Boxer is a Democrat from California. She says this worries her.
To me, it's just an immoral decision that EPA has made not to set forth a standard for perchlorate. Perchlorate interferes with reduction of hormones from the thyroid that are needed for development of the brain and the nervous system. This is really a dangerous, dangerous chemical.
Boxer endorsed a bill that would force EPA to set a standard. The EPA says, whoa, hang on a minute, this is just a draft. In a statement sent to the Environment Report, EPA Assistant Administrator Benjamin Grumbles says, quote, "We know perchlorate in drinking water presents some degree of risk, and we're committed to working with states and scientists to ensure public health is protected." Grumbles says the agency will release its draft decision soon. That version will be open to public comment. But some critics say politics is shaping this entire decision. Perchlorate has been used for decades by the defense industry. The chemicals used for making and firing rockets and missiles. John Stevenson is with the Government Accountability Office. It's the federal agency that acts as a watchdog.
Setting a standard is important because in the Department of Defense's case, they don't clean up anything for which there is no standard.
Stevenson says his watchdog agency is bothered by some recent changes at the EPA. This spring, the EPA changed its chemical review process. It's used to decide how dangerous a given chemical might be. Stevenson says now the Department of Defense and the White House can keep their comments private.
Then EPA can receive comments behind closed doors in what amounts to a black box. So let's say the Department of Defense offers up some new research on perchlorate that they think is a compelling reason why the standard should be set or shouldn't be set at a certain level. But nobody else in the scientific community can see what this is until the end of the process.
Stevenson says he's lost confidence in the EPA to change this. The GAO wants Congress to step in and bring more light to the process that's supposed to keep the public safe. For the Environment Report, I'm Rebecca Williams.